This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley. A wet
like
Nishna Valley.
Like every day this last week. Could have used it earlier in the summer.
I almost overslept Friday morning coming to work.
No lightning?
Yeah, God's alarm clock never went off. It went off every other day this
past week. Yeah.
Yow. Yeah, every morning it seemed like we were getting a thunderstorm. All the rain is not all that much fun because it's making a mess of some things out there, but the lightning show has been pretty impressive to watch. A Thursday evening, I know I sat and kind of watched out the windows some of the lightning to the east and just all across the sky, and really wasn't much rain at all with it, but it was pretty interesting to watch. Of course, that's interesting anytime it's not cracking down near where you live.
Exactly, when it's right near you.
But yeah, we've had kind of a miserable month of August. You know, normally we're like maybe 2 or 3 inches of rain in the month of August. I said normally, didn't I? I'm not supposed to do that because there's no normal in weather.
Yes, that's true.
We kind of went up with averages, but we don't have normal. Okay, so we average, you know, 2-3 inches of rain in August. We're barking at 10 inches here this month. We're getting close to the record high for the month of August. It's just ridiculous.
So how much did we get like this last week, like all the...
Oh, I'd have to go back and count it all.
Of it, I'm assuming,
I know
though,
we're,
right?
Yeah. A large. Although you'd be surprised, I looked at the notes and stuff. I think out of the first 28 days of this month through Thursday of this week, we had rain 17 of those days in the month
of
August. Yeah. Did you know August was that wet?
No, I remember it was last week.
Well, it has been that wet, and we've had some. You know, we've had 3 or 4 inch, 1 inch rains. You know, earlier in the month before we ever got to this week. It's just been a wet period we've been in, and it'll change. It always does.
Yeah.
You know, we all get worked up anytime we see any kind of an extreme in the weather and stuff. But, hey, that's weather. That's
right.
What it does. It's what it's done forever. You know, we get some times where we get into some wet weather patterns. We get hot weather patterns, cold weather patterns, dry weather patterns. Last year in the month of August, this is how wacky weather is. You know, this year we've had almost 10 inches of rain in the month of August, which is about 3 or 4 times the norm. Last year in the month of August, you know how much rain we had?
I'm guessing not even half.
We had not even a drop. We had zero. It's the only time I've been here since February of 1988 watching weather records here. And it's the only time in that period of time that I've ever seen a month with absolutely not a drop of rainfall. We're completely dry in the month of August. First time I've ever seen that. And I was looking back through our history books here because we've kept weather records for here for a long period of time. And we have the weather records prior to that that were kept here in Atlantic as well as being the National Weather Service observer. We couldn't find anything.
Really?
That's the only month we could find in recorded history where there was just not a single drop of moisture that fell.
Wow.
So there you go. You talk about weather extremes. There you go. 1 year ago in August,
nothing,
not even a trace. This year, we barely had a dry day in the month.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of those periods where it's just gotten really wet. So if you can figure out the weather, more power to you.
Buy a lotto ticket.
Yeah. You've got the machine, that weather machine that doesn't exist out there that everybody thinks is there somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, enough about the rain. We've been talking about that forever. Haven't we?
Yeah, that's what we do.
Kind of seems like it. Hey, I was doing some very important research this past week. I mean important research.
Okay.
Big stuff here. I mean, this is big, big stuff. Do you know what this weekend, Saturday, the 30th of August is? Do you have any idea what it is? It is one of the biggest days of the year.
Does it have to do with food?
Do you have any idea?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
You're not up to speed. You know, I'm looking over on the calendar on the wall there. It is not even noted on the calendar. And I can't believe that. I mean, they've got all these other days like 4th of July and Christmas and New Year's and stuff. But I look over here on August 30th, and I do not see it listed as International Bacon Day.
I was seriously going to ask if it was bacon.
I can't believe that. Yeah, it's this Saturday, August the 30th. It's always the Saturday right before Labor Day weekend, on Labor Day weekend, Saturday of Labor Day weekend. It's International Bacon Day. It's like Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh.
I mean, it's the Super Bowl of food.
That sounds good.
Bacon Day. Do you know that many people that don't like bacon? I know we've talked about it.
I don't know if I know anybody that doesn't.
Bacon? I could eat bacon. Oh, how many times? I mean, it's just BLTs in the summertime.
Yep, had one last week.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you talk about a great meal in the summer. A corn, you know, an ear of corn on the cob. If you can get a good one, locally grown, corn on the cob, smothered in butter.
Lots of butter.
BLT.
Yeah.
On toast, smothered in mayonnaise. Not Miracle Whip, mayonnaise.
And you got to have the French onion dip and Ruffles.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good, too. Yeah. Oh, but, I mean, is there a better summer meal than that? I mean, unless you're talking about grilling out.
Yes.
But, oh, boy, are you kidding me?
What I hate about doing the bacon, though, for BLTs is I usually end up eating most of it while I'm trying to... Okay, well, this batch is done, the next one.
Well, let's see. How many slices of bacon do I need to make for the sandwiches? Okay, and let's put three more on. Because I'm going to be picking off the ends until there's nothing left.
Uh-huh, yep.
Do you do that?
I do.
When you make bacon, like, say, on a Sunday morning, you're making some bacon for the family, and it's all done, and you get the tongs out, and you get it off the... I don't know how you cook it. We cook it in a broiler pan.
Yeah.
And then we put it on a little plate with a napkin to soak up a little bit of the grease there.
Yes, you gotta do that.
And then as it's sitting there, do you just kind of reach over and think, oh, well, maybe break off this end and then this end and then this end over here and this one over here. And next thing you know, you've eaten about two strips of bacon just by grabbing the ends.
I know. And then Michael asks, is there any more bacon? I don't know. Let me go check.
Not sure.
You eat one. Yeah, there's some left.
But, stop and think about it. We use the word bacon and that conjures up an image in our heads.
Mm-hmm.
But how many different types of bacon can you find? I mean, do you like thick sliced?
Yes.
Do you like center cut? Do you like thin sliced? You should be answering yes to all these questions.
Well, bacon is bacon, kind of, to me. It's all about the flavoring, I guess. Whatever thickness or whatever, I'll eat it.
There are so many different flavors of bacon, the different types of things. I mean, it's just, I know, I'm throwing my passion at everyone else. I love bacon. I could eat bacon every day. Bacon, salmon. I love salmon, too. Those are things I could eat almost every day if I had the opportunity.
I'll let you have that one.
But, anything wrapped in bacon, except like sweets and stuff, chocolates and stuff, I'm not doing that. But how can it not be better? Well, they did list, there are all kinds of different bacon sites out there. There's the Royal Bacon Club. There's baconfreak.com. Great club. Which you can join the Bacon of the Month Club, which I am seriously considering. but there are different ways that you can celebrate Bacon Day this weekend. And you could just do it all weekend, too, if you'd like. But they list 10 different ways to celebrate Bacon Day on the International Bacon Day website. Number 10 would be to cure your own bacon. It's not all that hard to make your own bacon. It's really not. They say, imagine being able to determine exactly how your bacon tastes and exactly how thick each slice is. It all starts with an uncured slab of bacon. You can get one at your grocery store or from your local butcher, and then they'll probably be happy that you're asking for a slab of bacon, that they'll probably strike up a conversation with you about it and give you their advice on how to cure it. So you can do that stuff yourself and make it just the way you like. Eat bacon with every meal is another way you can celebrate Bacon Day. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. They say you can start off the morning by cooking up a pound of bacon and add it to your meals throughout the day. Bacon and eggs for breakfast. They say a BLT for lunch. Because you got lots of bacon.
Bacon, 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 bacon.
Absolutely. Candied bacon for a snack. And maybe some bacon-wrapped filet for dinner. See, real easy.
Oh, that sounds so good.
So how do you celebrate Bacon Day? Have bacon at every meal. Another way you can do that, join a Bacon of the Month Club. There you go. Is there anything better than getting bacon delivered to you every month?
Didn't know that existed
either. A different type of bacon each month. You can introduce a vegetarian to vegetarian bacon products. Okay, I'm skipping that one.
Yeah.
That's not even worth it. You can make bacon-infused bourbon. If you're a bacon fan and a cocktail drinker, you can make a little bacon-infused bourbon. They have a recipe on their website to do that. You can cook a recipe from Bacon Nation.
Bacon Nation.
Yeah. They have 125 new bacony recipes to inspire you.
Have you seen the bacon turkey?
Oh, that sounds good.
It's a turkey, like a Thanksgiving turkey, just completely wrapped in bacon. Like it's like weaved in and out through. And
what time should I be over?
Well, I'm not going to make it. I'll definitely eat it if somebody else does.
Another way they say, just make a bacon dessert. If you've never tried a bacon dessert, well, they say, it says, if you think bacon and sweets don't go together, don't knock it till you've tried it, because savory, salty bacon just loves some sweet sugar accompaniment. Mm. So bacon almond fudge, peanut butter and bacon cookies.
My sister has made something like that.
Bacon weave apple pie, bacon maple bacon caramels. Different things. They say you could throw a bacon tasting party. The theme is bacon. Well, then there's no limits to the types of parties that you can have. You can buy several types of bacon, cook them up, sample them all differently, pair them with a specific dish or appetizer. You can wrap all kinds of things in bacon. So you can actually have a pretty good party that way.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a good theme. Might have to try that. Or you can create your own bacon recipe. What's your second favorite food? Of course, bacon's number one. But whatever comes after bacon for you, You can try something out. Yeah. See if you like it that way. Also, you can attend. There's actually a bacon festival. If there's International Bacon Day, you knew there'd be a bacon festival.
I want to go to one so bad. They're so hard to get.
If you're lucky enough to live in the San Diego area, that's where Bacon Fest is. The Bacon Festival every year is in San Antonio. Or if you're on the East Coast, they say there's Bacon Fest in Roanoke, Virginia. So, you know, another opportunity there, too. So, bacon, 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 bacon.
Yeah, it's there's not one just in Des Moines. I don't know when it is, but...
Yeah, it's not just for dog treats. Actually, they're really popular. There was one over in Omaha last month.
Oh, yeah,
a bacon fest, a bacon and beer fest, and there are all kinds of different types of things like that. Bacon is like hot right now.
Yeah.
And that's no pun intended.
It's not going out of style.
But no, it's it's been in style for a long time. Really? I just don't like cleaning up the pan afterward.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
The whole process of it.
But yeah, I might experiment this weekend. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, you know, you go to the store and sometimes in the meat departments, they'll have already made, kebabs.
Yeah.
Skewers with the meat and veggies and all that kind of stuff. I was thinking, you know, maybe you buy some of those, but take them apart, wrap each individual slice of meat with bacon, put them back together. Now you've just created something better.
That'll be good, yeah.
Yes, it would. So, yeah, bacon, bacon, bacon. All right, you're going to cover the rest of the program because I'm hungry. I'm leaving.
Okay. Well, if you want some pie, the 4th Annual Guthrie County 4-H Foundation's Pie Auction is on Sunday, August 31st. It's in the show arena. They're going to hold that during the lunch break during the 4-H Cattle Show, and they're going to be auctioning off homemade fruit pies to help raise money for scholarships and some other 4-H youth projects. And all money raised at the auction stays in Guthrie County. It's the 4th Annual Guthrie County 4-H Foundation's Pie Auction. And that's held on August 31st in the show arena during the lunch break of the 4-H Cattle Show. The Xyra Mason's annual Labor Day breakfast is also on Sunday, August 31st. That is from 8:30 to 12:30. And that's at the Brayton Town Hall. They'll be serving sausage, eggs, pancakes, and French toast. It's all you can eat for a free will donation. And that's sponsored by the Exodus Masonic Lodge number 342. Again, that's the Xyra Mason's annual Labor Day breakfast, August 31st from 8:30 to 12:30. And that's at the Brayton Town Hall. The second annual fall flea market in Elkhorn is coming up. It's not until October, but they're looking now for street vendors, antique dealers, junkers, DIY creators, crafts, and homemade items. If you'd like a table, the cost is $25. You can call 764-2200 for more information on that. The annual Yukon Family Reunion is on August 31st. It's at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. The Charles Yukon family will host this year as they celebrate 145 years that the Yukon family came to the United States from Germany. It's a potluck dinner that's hosted by Eric and Michelle Yukon, and the table service will be provided for the family members. So again, that's on Sunday, August 31st at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. The Fletcher Chapel Neighborhood Party is coming up September 1st, which is Labor Day. It's at noon at Riggs Seed Shed. It's a 64333 Oxford Road in Atlantic. The meal is going to be a potluck, and for anyone who lived near or even just remembers the old Fletcher Chapel Church or Fletcher Store, they ask that you bring a folding chair and food to share in your beverage table service if you can. They do have some plastic forks and knives, paper plates, and they'll have some tables and chairs. If you have any questions, you can call Jim at 254-2408. It's the Fletcher Chapel Neighborhood Party. It's for anyone who lived near or even just remembers the old Fletcher Chapel Church or Fletcher Store. It's on September 1st at noon at Riggs Seed Shed. Join the Lewistown and Country Boosters and the Pancake Man for breakfast September 1st from 7:30 to 10:30 a.m. It's at the Lewis Community Center. They'll be serving pancakes, sausage, juice, and coffee for a free will donation. And the Master Gardener classes deadline, that's coming up September 3rd. Classes are at the Cass County Extension Office in Atlantic, and the first one is September 9th from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. And then they continue on through November 4th every Tuesday. The cost for the entire program, which includes your reference materials and all training, is $195 per person, and you must have your registration form turned in by Wednesday, September 3rd to avoid a late fee. You can contact the Cass County Extension Office at 243-1132 for more information and to sign up for those fall certification classes. And that's for the Master Gardener classes deadline, which is September 3rd. The Alley Cats, they'll be singing hits from the 50s and 60s at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield on September 5th. The talented a cappella quartet has performed across the country, including an appearance at the White House. They even opened for Jay Leno in Las Vegas. The Cats apply their harmonies to the top 40 favorites from the Beach Boys, Beatles, and a long list of rock and roll artists, with lots of fun and a dash of audience participation added. Tickets are on sale now at Ed and Ava's store in Greenfield, or you can also go online at warrenculturalcenter.com. All seats are general admission, and they're $25 each. And the group's first appearance was 2 years ago, and that was a sellout, so advance tickets are recommended. Again, that's for the performance of the Alley Cats, singing hits from the 50s and 60s at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield on September 5th. The Exide Republic Library, they're having an author event coming up in September. It's September 6th at 10 a.m. in the Exide Republic Library Meeting Room. It's a fun presentation by Joy Johnson, which is the creator of the comedy mystery series The Boob Girls, The Burned Out Old Broads. That will be held. Books will be available for checkout and for sale, and they'll have light refreshments and lots of laughs. It's the Exide Republic Library author event on September 6th at 10 a.m. A nacho and taco dinner benefit for the family of Jackson Pilgrim will be held on September 6th. It's at 5:30 at the Grizzled Community Building, and then there'll also be an auction. Jackson was fighting LCH and passed away August 3rd from the disease, so the funds are going towards the Jackson Pilgrim family for that. It's the nacho taco benefit for the family of Jackson Pilgrim on September 6th at 5:30 at the Grizzled Community Building. Let's see, coming up on September 7th, it's St. Mary's Catholic Church and Anita's Chicken Dinner. It's on September 7th from 11 to 1. They're serving Staley's Chicken along with all the trimmings, mashed potatoes, green beans, homemade salads, and desserts. Adults are $9, kids 5 through 12 are $4, and then kids under 5 are free. They do have carryouts available. That's from 10:30 to 12:30. You just need to call 762-3773, and they'll also deliver to shut-ins in Anita. You can get that fabulous dinner at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita, September 7th from 11 to 1. Also, Higher Power, a Southern Gospel Quartet, will be in concert on September 7th at 1 at the Atlantic United Church of Christ, which is located at 1607 Hazel Street. And then Fellowship will follow the concert, and it's for a free will offering. You can call 243-4846 with any questions. Again, it's Higher Power, which is a Southern Gospel Quartet, and the concert's on September 7th at 1 in the Atlantic United Church of Christ.
All right. Lots of stuff here in the area. We'll take a quick break, and we'll tell you more right after this.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cache County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, back to the good stuff here. Let's take a look at what else we got going on around the area. You know, the Guthrie County Fair has been going on here the last few days. It'll continue through the weekend. It's the 156th Guthrie County Fair running through Labor Day. Lots of stuff going on. Figure eight races. It'll be held this Sunday afternoon. That'll be starting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They have plenty of other things that have been happening throughout the day. Monday is Children's Day. All children under 14 get in for free. And there'll be lots of stuff happening at the Guthrie County Fair over the next few days as they have one of the later fairs here in the area.
And Mudbog's on Monday.
Mudbog's on Monday. Oh, that's right. And cheer for there. That Linfer boy. What color?
Bright green.
When he starts. When he finishes, it's mud brown.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
How long does it take to clean off those things afterward?
I don't know. I know it takes a long time. I don't know. I think Mike has to go through quite a lot of quarters to get it cleaned up.
You actually go to the car wash?
I think
he does. I bet they love you.
Yeah. Well, they usually don't do it like right after so they can get some of it off, like where they store it and everything, get the major clumps off. But yeah.
That's got to be the worst part of mud bogging.
I would think so.
Is trying to get loose all that mud that cakes up underneath. And yuck. Oh, well. Well, good luck. Have fun.
We're supporting our local car washes very well.
True. Yeah, that's true. Well, I tell you what, they won't have to prepare the field much for that, will they?
No, we've had
enough rain that you can mud bog just about anywhere you want.
Yeah.
Speaking of Guthrie County, the some of the extension news that they have going on the Friday, September 12th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. will be their third annual Cyhawk tailgate party. They'll celebrate the biggest football game of the year in Iowa with a little team rivalry. No matter which team you cheer for, they invite you to come over and enjoy some grilled hot dogs, chips, and bottled water, and wear your favorite team's gear. Also, they have a farmer's luncheon coming up. It's about the agriculture census. This will be held on Thursday, September 4th from noon to 12:30. You do need to RSVP to the Guthrie County Extension Office. A free meal will be provided that day. And here's something, too, I never really thought much about. They offer this little tip, a little bit of advice for us. They say most pet food and pet treats are processed and they're handled properly, so they're salmonella-free and safe for your pet to eat and for you to touch. However, sometimes pet food and pet treats can become contaminated with salmonella, and you won't know by looking at the food. So if you do touch contaminated pet food or treats, you can become ill from salmonella, or you can pass the bacteria on to other people or your pets. So remember to wash your hands with warm soapy water after you handle pet food to reduce the risk of foodborne illness from contaminated pet food. Washing your hands is also the best way to reduce your risk of passing foodborne illnesses on to others. So anytime you're feeding your pet, take time to wash your hands afterward, even if you're rushed getting to work or what have you. So never really thought much about that.
Yeah, no.
Also, some things going on around the Audubon County area here in the coming days. There will be an Exira-free clinic at the Exira Lutheran Church on September 4th. That'll be from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Also, Bryce Bauer will be along September 5th and 6th to do a book signing for Gentlemen Bootleggers. He's an Audubon native who wrote the book Gentlemen Bootleggers. Had a chance to visit with him a few weeks back about his book about Templeton Rye and the history there. September 5th, it'll be at 4 o'clock. Saturday, September 6th, it'll be at 10:30 a.m. That'll be at the Audubon Public Library both times. Some other things going on, too, that the September 7th date is the T-Bone Golf Tournament at the Audubon Golf and Country Club. It's a four-person best ball. They have two different tee times, 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. It's $100 a team, and if you'd like to sign up, you can get a hold of the folks up at the Audubon Golf and Country Club, and they'll make sure you get your registration in promptly. Also coming up on Sunday, September 21st, Nathaniel Hamlin Parks Fall Festival will be held. That's sponsored by the Audubon County Historical Society. They're located just a mile south of Audubon. All kinds of different types of events, kind of taking you back to the past. And they'll also have a grilled smoked pork chop dinner, which includes scalloped potatoes, green beans, coleslaw, rolls, pie, or dessert and beverage. $10 the cost. They have a kids' meal as well for $4, and serving begins at 11 a.m. Now, admission to get to the festival is just $1 per person or $2 for a carload.
Wow.
Well, that's easy enough.
Yeah.
Vendors are welcome, and Thrivent is helping to support that. You can watch cider being made. They'll have all kinds of fun things. Inflatable bounce house for the kids. There'll be miniature horses and baby miniature mules, miniature donkey.
Oh, cute.
A lot of stuff for the kids to enjoy, too. So it should be a relaxing kind of a day. Also, Shelby County's Ducks Unlimited annual banquet is coming up on Tuesday, September 9th. Now, your ticket for the day is $65 per couple, or $50 for an individual, or $30 for a green wing. Those are the kids. And that includes dinner and membership. Now, if you'd like to get a hold of those folks to do that, Bruce Fonku is who you can call to learn about tickets. They have an early bird special through September 2nd, so still time to get in on that, too. 6 p.m. will be the social hour, 7 o'clock dinner, 8 o'clock the auction. That's Tuesday, September 9th, and that'll be held at the Corley Community Hall. So you might want to check that out if that's something that you enjoy and you want to help out their cause, too. You got any birthdays over there?
I do. We have just two birthdays to announce. I'd like to wish happy birthday to Francis J. Murtaugh of Harlan, celebrating his 85th birthday. His birthday was on August 28th, and his children are planning an open house in his honor on Sunday, August 31st from 1 to 4 at the Third Kielsen Activity Center in Harlan. Friends and family and relatives are invited to attend. If you can't make it, I'd like to send them a card. You can send that to him at 102 Court Street in Harlan, 51537. Again, that's 102 Court Street in Harlan, 51537. And Francis has 11 grandchildren and 7 great-grandchildren. So happy 85th birthday to Francis Murtaugh Harlan. Celebrated his birthday on August 29th, and they're having that open house in his honor on Sunday, August 31st from 1 to 4, and that's at the Thurkildsen Activity Center in Harlan. Happy birthday to Virginia Bornholt, celebrating her birthday, her 95th birthday on September 3rd, and they're hosting a card shower in her honor, and the cards can be sent to her at 409 South Carthage Street in Exira, 50076. Again, that's 409 South Carthage Street in Exira, 50076. So happy 95th birthday to Virginia Bornholt, and her family's hosting a card shower in her honor, and you can wish her happy birthday.
Very good. I do have an anniversary here to share with you. Gary and Jan Clausen will be celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary this coming week on September 3rd. And the friends and family are asking for a card shower. So if you'd like to send a card to Gary and Jan Clausen, the address is 301 East Division North, Audubon, Iowa, 50025. Again, that's 301 East Division North, Audubon, Iowa, 50025. So congratulations and happy 50th wedding anniversary coming up September 3rd to Gary and Jan Clausen of Audubon. Congratulations to those folks.
Very nice.
Yeah, I hope they have a great day, and I'm sure they've had many great days over those 50 years. Hey, I had one thing I forgot about, too, that was sitting here in front of me. The Iowa Master Gardener Program and Iowa State University Extension and Outreach are offering a webinar for the public. This time it'll be about trees, totally trees.
Totally trees.
You like trees?
On sunny days, I sure do,
when they provide some shade,
In the fall, maybe not so much.
When they're dropping leaves, they've had better days, you know. Yes. After storms, when leaves or branches fall off, not so much. Well, trees, of course, are one of the most valuable components of home landscapes. Now, weather patterns over the last couple of years have taken a toll on some of the landscape trees. And because the emerald ash borer is advancing across the state, the theme for the 2014 webinars is Totally Trees. So coming up on Thursday, September 4th, Jeff Iles, Iowa State University Department of Horticulture Chair and Extension Nursery and Landscape Specialist, will be speaking on the topic Replacing Ash Trees, Good Alternatives for Iowa. He'll be providing ideas of some other species of trees to consider planting in the home landscape. That webinar is offered by the Iowa Master Gardener Program in response to requests for more Iowa gardening educational opportunities. And the session is open to all interested gardeners. Participants are not required to have completed the Master Gardener training to attend, so anyone interested can do so. Now, that session will be held at the Shelby County Extension Office on Thursday, September 4th, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Now, if you would like to register or get more information on that series, you can call the folks at the Shelby County Extension Office in Harlan. That number is 712-755-3104. Again, that's 712-755-3104. So, very good information.
Yeah.
You know, it's sometimes folks just, they think they want a tree, and they want to plant it there. They don't know why. They think they know why, but it might not be the right place, might not be the right tree.
Mm-hmm.
How's it going to grow? What's it going to look like 15 years
exactly.
from now? You know, there's so many different things. Are you going to be cursing at it every fall when it drops leaves all over you? Or acorns, depending on the type of tree that you're planting. But, you know, you need to think through those things because too many people, it happens too many times, you see it sometimes, where people plant the wrong trees in the wrong places, and all of a sudden this tree is like growing into the house.
Oh boy.
You know, it's beaten on the side of the house and things. I mean, you know, that it takes some knowledge and some planning and preparation and needs to be done correctly. So, yeah, if you want to sit in on that, let those folks know and they'd be happy to save a place for you there.
Yeah.
Well, that's really all I have. You got anything else?
No, that's about it.
Nothing else for the good of the cause? Didn't have any babies to tell you about this week?
No babies.
Darn, you have a birthday of a baby coming up here, don't you?
I do. Brianna turns one on the 9th.
Wow, next weekend, right?
Yeah.
Or shortly after the weekend.
Yeah, yep.
Oh, wow, 1 year old.
Yeah, so we're having a birthday party for her, and I don't believe it either.
Wow.
That's crazy.
It's a lot of diapers.
Yes, especially when your other one's still in there. He's getting better. He's getting better. He's going some at daycare and at home. Yep. Just not consistent enough.
A whole legion of mothers have been through that, too. You're not alone.
Yeah.
It's a big sorority. Yeah. Hey, that's all the time we have for you this weekend. Thanks for joining us. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.